And now, 5 good minutes.
Parenting tech agent Derek Meister, Geek of the Geek Squad, checks in this morning with a couple things here. Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
Okay. Mark Zuckerberg has renamed the company, of course, with Meta, and he has rolled out some additional, although some limited tools, when it comes to helping parents oversee the use of Instagram and the Quest 2 VR headset. So by doing this, I guess he understands there are some concerns that parents have about his products, first of all, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate and conversation in the news recently about how studies say that teen girls have had a lot of issues around Instagram and causing things with eating disorders, that sort of thing. So, of course, I'm sure that this is designed to kind of at least start to help help the company deal with those conversations.
Okay, so as a parent, give me a couple things we need to know. First of all, there's an education hub. It's kind of like a family center he's set up for parents and guardians.
Yeah, they're essentially creating this this whole family center is the essentially the app that they're trying to start. It does include just like you said, this education hub. This is where parents and guardians can access resources, tips, articles to kind of help you start. First off, have those conversations with your teens about social media, which honestly, for a lot of parents, you know, they may not understand what conversations they have to actually have. Parents can watch video tutorials as well as, you know, again, those articles, as well as it also covers how to use these new supervision tools. So this is available today. They did work closely with groups like Connect Safely and Net Family News, which are two great resources for parents trying to help their kids navigate the new Internet to develop those resources. So that'll help with them adding new information.
You know, it's funny, you pointed this out in the note you sent to me. Instagram, not quite as popular with teens as it once was, because it, you know, teens were on Facebook, and then when the parents got there, they moved to Instagram, and the parents went to Instagram, so they're moving to TikTok. They're always trying to stay just ahead of you as a parent. So as a parent, you've got to understand where they are, what they're doing, and in some cases have some control, which at least it sounds like Zuckerberg is trying to show parents on at least the Instagram part, as far as understanding your kids on Instagram, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you overall, you definitely want to start having those conversations and keep having those conversations with your kids about social media and the Internet in general. But this is absolutely a tool for the kids that are using Instagram. The interesting thing about it, these supervision tools, they're available today, but with their plans to roll them out globally outside the U.S. Over the next few months. The tools, the first part, as we mentioned, they're kind of limited as they first came out. What these initial options will be is you can view how much time your teen is spending on Instagram. You can set time limits. You can be notified when they share things that they've reported somebody. So if, you know, they don't feel, if your teen doesn't feel comfortable with somebody or block somebody, you can actually see those reports. You can also see, view and receive updates on what accounts they're actually following and what accounts follow them. The interesting thing about it, though, is that right now, with the version that's out right now, the teen will actually have to initiate supervision from their app, and then you basically log into, you create, or if you already have an Instagram app, you can then access it from there. In June, they should have an option where the parents can initiate that supervision from either their app or on the desktop version of Instagram.
So, I would hope so.
Again,
yeah.
it's a little bit clunky right now, but it is something that over the next few months they'll add that, plus some additional features like letting parents set what hours during which their teens can use Instagram. As well as allowing for more than one parent to supervise that account.
Agent Derek Meister, Geek of the Geek Squad. Final minute here. Take me to VR when it comes to virtual reality. Some tools there as well for parents coming?
Yeah, Meta has had a lot of success over the holidays with sales of their Quest 2 virtual headset. So they have announced parental supervision tools. So, for example, you can go in and set a unlock pattern on the Quest headsets starting in April. This will allow your parents to kind of prevent teens from accessing age-inappropriate programs on there, give you a little bit more control. Now, in May, they're going to start automatically blocking teens from downloading certain age-inappropriate apps. They're also going to launch a parent dashboard and some additional tools to help you kind of connect and monitor and make sure that your teams are using VR appropriately.
Good info for parents when it comes to tech and communicating. Agent Derek Meister, Geek of the Geek Squad. Now, I tweeted out, and Derek did too, if you're on Twitter with me, at Bill Wills, WTAM, or Derek, Agent 3012, the links and the things we talked about. And, of course, if you're a parent and you're not on Twitter, ask your kid, and your kid will help you. Right, Derek?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good tips. Derek, thanks, pal.